that there are those who seek to decreate apart from God, who seek to place their trust in the idols of wealth and warfare, to divide and conquer, to seek proud and lofty places, to live selfishly and fight violently in the world. But all of these symbols of Advent, they speak to us if we will listen, proclaiming to us the kind of world God desires, the kind of world God will one day bring to pass. These symbols of light and life call forth an enlivening hope, the hope of a new day made possible by the great healing love born again in us at Christmas. If we'll only let the new life of Christmas enlighten the eyes of our hearts and minds to imagine the world differently, to imagine the divisions among us restored and reconciled, to truly engage one another and to see the humanity in every person, to forsake the false notion of us versus them, to embody the type of love that brings miracles in the hearts of humanity. In a fragmented world of growing hatred, animosity, and cruelty toward anyone who looks differently, thinks differently, speaks differently, believes differently, or, God forbid, votes differently, it will take a Christmas miracle. God working through God's people to imagine and to enflesh those things that make for peace. But it just so happens that our God is a God of miracles, an eternal God who takes on temporal flesh and blood in Christ and in you and me, to shine the light of God's love on the world. The prophet Isaiah says peace will come when we enter God's house to learn of God's ways and then walk in God's paths. God is at work, Isaiah says, to humble the proud, those who trust in what they have made. God seeks to break down every high tower and every fortified wall, everything that separates us from one another. God is at work to tear down. And so in concert with God, we take to transforming our swords and spears into instruments of feeding the world. We cease learning the ways of war and division, and do the more difficult work of walking together in the light of God's peace. Such learning begins, as Deidre Harris put it in yesterday's Advent devotional, when we look at other people not as other people, but as children of God, all equal to one another as God's children. When we look at those around us through the eyes of God, and as we see them, truly see them, we can rejoice over them with song. We learn to see others this way, and we learn to live in the light of peace through praying with that bold 12th century St. Francis of Assisi to make of our lives a living prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, where there is error, I may bring truth. That where there is doubt, I may bring faith. That where there is despair, I may bring hope. That where there are shadows, I may bring light. that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one awakens to eternal life. The one who comes among us and seeks to be born anew among us says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, not the strong and the proud, not the wealthy and the powerful, not the peace lovers, but the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." O Lord, make us instruments of thy peace. Shape us into living symbols of light and life, that we may rightly be called children of God. Through Christ our Lord, the light of the world. Amen. Our hymn of response.